This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Instead of overtime pay, what would you say to some extra time off?
Wake up to the day's top business headlines. Subscribe to the Marketplace Morning Report podcast. It's on iTunes and marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Congress is back in session today, and don't miss what's called the Working Families Flexibility Act. The proposed change to labor law would give private employers the right to offer hourly workers paid time off instead of overtime. That's a swap many people might take, but critics say the bill is more boss-friendly than family-friendly. Gigi Dubin has the story.
For a lot of low-paid hourly workers, taking time off just isn't going to happen. But Ray Chornenki, president of the National Federation of Republican Women, says the proposed bill could solve that problem. Instead of getting overtime pay, workers can get comp time to stay home with a sick kid, for example.
When these are parents, many times single parents, to have that choice is the most important part of the act.
But June Williams says the proposal isn't family friendly. She's director of the Center for Work-Life Law.
This bill is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
She says it would let employers off the hook from having to pay time and a half for overtime. There might be time off for extra hours.
But the comp time is at a ratio of 1-1, not 1-1.5.
And cheap overtime, Williams says, means more overtime. What happens when workers can't work those extra hours? Williams says often they get fired. I'm Gigi Dubin for Marketplace.
Newspapers do it with what's called a paywall. If you don't pay, you can't see the article. Now, the Financial Times is reporting that Google could charge a subscription fee for some of its previously free YouTube channels. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has the story.
YouTube will reportedly start charging around $1.99 for certain channels featuring high-quality programming.
The reality is YouTube is more than just cats on skateboards.
That's Brian Weiser with Pivotal Research. The line between network TV, cable, and online content has been blurring for a while now. Charging for online video is hardly new.
Netflix has proven that there's certainly a large base of consumers willing to pay for streaming content on the web.
And this would let YouTube cash in on a huge infrastructure that so far has only been used to draw eyeballs for ads.
What they're really doing is capitalizing on what was probably billions of dollars of infrastructure costs, the delivery and distribution, as well as storage, of course, of these vast quantities of video across all reaches of the world.
YouTube's ad revenue grew by more than 50% last year, according to Pivotal Research, and is expected to grow another 50% this year. That, plus subscriptions, one analyst predicts could bring in $15 billion within a few years. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
Many students right about now are hearing back from possible employers about whether or not they're getting that internship or summer job. Gone are the days when just good grades and a couple of extracurricular activities would be good enough to get you into college. And summer has become a crucial, if not essential, part of college prep. Sally Herships has more.
I'm 40. During my high school summers, I probably hung out at the pool and did some serious babysitting. So long to that.
This particular summer, my son is planning on, studying geometry, traveling a little bit out of state, and possibly shadowing a emergency room doctor.
Donnie Weiss lives in Brentwood, California. His son is in the eighth grade. Weiss says they're already thinking about college essays.
In this coming week, I'll be talking to a college counselor, and that will be the main topic of discussion.
And how does your son feel about this?
He's quite happy. I mean, He wants to be a medical doctor. He wants to go to Brown University.
Jill Tipograph runs a high-end consulting company called Everything Summer. Its tagline, from camp to college. She helps parents choose summer programs for their kids. Tipograph says with college more competitive than ever, just doing well in school isn't enough.
What's the other variable that they had control over? The next time period is summer.
We have many parents who call and say, in the most straightforward of terms, will this get my child into college?
Peter Shumlin, who runs Putney Student Travel, says no. His company takes kids abroad. You know, language immersion, community service, Africa, Costa Rica. And Putney's website discourages students from using its trips, which cost thousands of dollars, as application enhancers. But the site also features a special college essay section, including the names of the schools its graduates have been accepted to. Allison Chisholm works with Ivy College Consulting. She says parents who can't afford these high-priced experiences shouldn't worry about it.
There is no magic program and there is no magic credential that gets you into college. And the idea that there is one is an illusion.
An illusion that keeps getting more expensive. According to one trade group that tracks student travel, the average amount spent on a kid's trip abroad has doubled in the last decade. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And imagine walking into a dollhouse that's life-size. From South Florida comes news of the opening of the Barbie Dreamhouse tourist attraction. Let's do the numbers on this thing. 100 gallons of pink paint, 20 pounds of glitter, and what might we call a life-size dollhouse? I know. How about a house? In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.